We are underway and ready to get started here with this 120-pound championship match. Both wrestlers on their feet, and Rojas makes a quick move, and he'll take Evan down. It's a two-point takedown, and then they will roll off the mat. So Rojas takes the early lead, 2-0 here over Evan Staggs of the Alliance Bulldogs in this 120-pound championship match. Wrestlers now in the center of the mat as Rojas drives and Evan Staggs down to the mat from the referee's position, but quickly Evan is back up onto his feet, but Rojas looking to wrap up his legs and take him right back down. Still 2-0. Rojas of Lexington with the early lead over Evan Staggs of Alliance. Evan battling on the bottom. Rojas with a record of 38-10. He's a senior. And Evan Staggs with a record of 35-6. He is also a senior. So both of these young men wrestling their final matches of their high school careers. Evan down on his haunches now as we in the down position as we assume the referee's position here, and we're back underway. Quickly on the whistle, Evan looks to get away. He almost got away, but Rojas had him by 1 foot, and they're out of bounds, and so no points awarded. It is still 2-0. Evan Staggs of Alliance trailing Andy Rojas of Lexington here in this championship match at 120 pounds. On the whistle, Rojas again just continuing to ride Evan Staggs. And Evan with his head down on the mat. He's up on his knees, but his head is down on the mat. He needs to get that head up, get that head out, and again, try to get away. He's up onto his feet trying to get away, but Rojas again will throw him down. And Evan on his back for just a second, but he rolls out of it. No points awarded. So it will stay a 2-0 score as they are off the mat over here on the near side. Back to the center of the mat again, 39 seconds to go, period number one. On the whistle, Evan comes up to his feet once again. Rojas again looking to grab him around the leg and does. Again, Evan looking to scramble, trying to get away. He can't. He's trying to get out of bounds if he can and come back to the center, and they are out of bounds. So no points awarded. It will stay a 2-0 score. Rojas of Lexington leading Evan Staggs of Alliance as they come back to the center of the mat. Once again on the whistle, it is Rojas who just rides Evan Staggs, got his right leg hooked around the legs and torso of Evan Staggs. His right arm again kind of hooking the right arm of Staggs. They battle down there in the center of the mat. Evan down on his belly for just a moment, but now struggling to get to his feet. He does get to his feet as the first period ends. So 2-0 is our score. It is Andy Rojas of Lexington leading Evan Staggs of Alliance. Rojas 38-10. Evan is 35-6. This is the Class B 120-pound championship match, our final match of the day and our final match of the weekend here on KCOW. It'll be Staggs in the up position as we start period number two. On the whistle again, he drives Rojas into the mat. Rojas again working, but Evan has got both of his arms tied up, both of his arms hooked, and Rojas really struggling, trying to get to his feet, but Evan Staggs continues to drive him into the mat. Rojas again looking to see if he can break clear of that grip. It is Evan Staggs continuing to work on Andy Rojas. Again, Rojas had got that right arm hooked a little bit, and Evan continues to drive him, just kind of driving him forward, and again, no points awarded. It is still 2-0 as we are down to our final minute here of period number two. A minute, 9 seconds to go, actually. 1:09 to go here in period number two. It is still a 2-0 lead. They'll go off the mat, and they'll come back to the center position. Once again, it is Evan Staggs on the top position, and on the whistle, he grabs the left arm of Rojas and pushes his head down into the mat. Now he'll again hook up both of his arms, still riding him from the back. Rojas comes up to his knees, but Evan again throws him right back down, drives him into the mat. Rojas strains to get up on his feet, and once again, Evan Staggs not letting him get up. Rojas again just trying to get up. He's onto his knees, but he's trying to break that grip of Evan Staggs. Evan continues to got that arm wrapped around his leg and his torso, and now he'll roll out of it. He'll roll out of it for just a second, but it doesn't look like any points have been awarded yet as Evan gets him back in control. No, I thought that Rojas might have got away for just a second, but now he will work on Stags, and he's got Evan in kind of a bad way. Evan has got both of his legs wrapped around his torso, and if Rojas can get turned around and sneak around behind, he might get the reversal, and I think he does. He'll get the two-point reversal. Rojas will get the two-point reversal, and it is now 4-0. He leads Evan Stags of Alliance as the period ends. Well, I tell you, that he just one of those things where Evan just, he made a quick move, and he just kind of caught Evan, and as he got out, he was able to reverse around and come back behind, and now we've got an injury timeout. Injury timeout on the mat as Rojas is a little bit banged up. Evan Stags will come over and chat with Dwayne Dobson and head coach Scott Ruff over here on the near side in the green corner. It is a 4-0 lead right now. Rojas of Lexington leading Evan Stags, but we do have timeout as we're set to begin period number 3. And Rojas will come up onto his feet. Looks like he's okay. He's going to continue. But Evan Stags now has got some work to do. Evan's down 4-0 heading into this final period. And it will be Stags in the down position. Evan needs to get away as quickly as he can and then work from his feet. And Stags looks to get up onto his feet. He struggles, and Rojas knocks him back down onto the mat. So Rojas again in control of this match. Evan Stags struggling, trying to get to his feet one more time. He does. Let's see if he can get away. Rojas has still got that leg, and they're out of bounds. No points awarded. It looked as though Evan might get away, but Rojas had a hold of one leg, and as they went out of bounds, no points were awarded. So we are back to the center of the mat. We're a minute 38 to go in the match. 4-0. Rojas of Lexington leading it over Evan Stags of Alliance. Quickly on the whistle. Stags comes up to his feet. Rojas drives him back down. Evan struggling now, trying to get back onto his feet. Rojas riding him from behind. Evan up onto his knees. Still trying to get away. Rojas again continues to just drive his head, pushing his head right down into the mat. We are a minute 15 to go. 4-0. Evan up onto his feet, but they'll roll out of bounds over on the far right side. And so they'll come back to the center of the mat with Evan Stags in the down position and a minute 13 to go in the match. 4-0. Rojas of Lexington leads it over Evan Stags. On the whistle, Evan gets up, sits out quickly, gets up to his feet, trying to break that hold. If he can get away, he makes a quick turn, but he can't get the reversal. Back up onto his feet again, and he will get away. He'll get away. It's a one-point escape. We've got a minute to go. Evan trails this match 4-1. Now he's got to make things happen. 54 seconds to go. Both wrestlers on their feet, center of the mat. Stags being very aggressive, coming right after Rojas. Rojas ties him up. They circle around the top side of the mat. 40 seconds to go. Evan Stags needs to make something happen here. He trails 4-1, takes a shot, but Rojas able to fight it off. They're out of bounds on the top side of the mat. This is the only match in progress right now. Everyone, all the other matches have been concluded. 30 seconds to go in the match. 4-1, Rojas of Lexington leading Evan Stags of Alliance. Now Rojas takes a shot. Evan will tie him up, grabs him by the rear end, got him hooked around his left leg, tries to roll him over, but now Rojas rolls Stags over, and Evan, though, is able to get out of it. Now he's working hard trying to get Rojas rolled over. No points have been awarded as of yet. It is still a 4-1 lead. We're down to our final 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3, and that'll do it. And Rojas of Lexington will defeat Evan Stags of Alliance by a final score of 4-1. So our Box Butte County wrestlers will bring home 4 runner-up medals here from this state championship.